that's my school of thought with those. I do have a 10-22 takedown that I put together. It's got a 18-inch bull barrel, fluted, threaded, you know, the whole nine. Vortex 2-7 on it, and I got the 15-round mag and a mag pull stock and the trigger, and just a complete unnecessary 10-22. And I'm not going to lie, I take that coon hunting when I'm calling during the day, and it's actually a ton of fun. I don't know if you've ever gone coon calling, but basically, if you turn on a coon squall, if the males are aggressive enough, they'll come down the tree and charge the call. And one time I had a coon run me, and I was standing like 6 feet off the call, and the call was in front of me, thankfully, but he came down out of nowhere, a big boar, just sprinting at me. And I just had my suppressed 10-22 just tapping off as many rounds as I could. You could hear him. It was like shooting into a 5-gallon bucket of water. You hear thump, thump, thump. And that's when I was like, this is not the gun for this. But it was so much fun running a super quiet semi-auto, you know, with a with a mad raccoon charging at you. So I'm sure doing that at a bigger scale with an AR and a pig would be way more fun. But, again, that's when I was like, okay, there's really no place for these things except for shooting targets and paper, which my kids will fortunately have some fun little guns to shoot and learn on.